AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Investors might want to take Dramamine before the opening bell tomorrow morning on Wall Street. Today was a queasy day when the Dow Industrials fell 1,000 points in the opening moments, but gained back more than half of the losses.
If you missed the first 15 minutes of this movie, you might think this was a giant rally on Wall Street. Alan Valdez trades at DME Securities.
Unique day, 3,000 points, swing. It's incredible. We had a 700-point rally so far today. Good news, bad news, we're still down 300 points.
After the Dow dropped 1,000 points, nearly 6% shortly after the opening, the blue chip index cut its losses more than in half. Mind you, that's still a pretty big drop as the market worries over, well, a lot of things, but mainly the slowing Chinese economy. Warren Levinson at the New York Stock Exchange.
Three Americans who helped foil an attack by a heavily armed man on a high-speed train headed to Paris last week have received France's highest honor from that country's president.
Three days after they tackled the heavily armed man, French President François Hollande presented them the Legion of Honor.
Four men who stood up together against one.
Saying through an interpreter, they showed the world it can resist when faced with terror.
Your bravery should be an example for all of us.
The Americans say they didn't really think about what they were doing. Airman Spencer Stone says they saw what the gunman was trying to do and reacted.
He seemed like he was ready to fight to the end, so where were we?
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Airman Stone received a round of applause late today when he arrived at Landstuhl Medical Center in Germany for further treatment of his injuries. This is AP Radio News. The hacking of a cheating website is getting even uglier.
Ashley Madison's slogan is, "Life is short, have an affair." But hackers released the names of millions of those on the website, and now it's led to this, say police.
We have two unconfirmed reports of suicides that are associated because of the leak of Ashley Madison's customers' profiles.
And extortion crimes as well. Now the company behind the website is offering a $500,000 reward for information leading to the hacker's arrest. I'm Rita Foley.
Authorities say a police chase involving a stolen truck in northern Alabama led to a gunfight that left a suspect dead and a police officer wounded. Officials in Santa Barbara County, California, say a popular beach has reopened. Summerland Beach was closed down last Friday due to smelly oil and tar balls. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.